that the acts and omissions by Israel of which it complains are genocidal in character because, I quote, they are intended to bring about the destruction of a substantial part of the Palestinian national, racial, and ethnical group.
More details of the allegations were read out in The Hague earlier. It may be years before any decision on that central issue, but we could get a ruling this month on South African demands for an emergency suspension of Israel's military campaign. During these 2 days of hearings, Israel will strongly reject claims of genocide. The number of people waiting for routine hospital treatment in England has fallen for the second month in a row. But the number of those waiting for over 18 months has risen to more than 11,000. That's around 600 more on October's figure. A former post office investigator involved in the prosecutions of sub-postmasters will give evidence at a public inquiry later. Stephen Bradshaw interviewed branch managers who were wrongly accused of stealing because of faulty software. The former director of public prosecutions, Lord MacDonald, says no company should be allowed to make their own private cases.
Prosecutors need to be robust and independent and objective. And it seems to me that in-house prosecutors are bound to lack that objectivity. And indeed, we saw that one of the primary reasons for these miscarriages of justice is that the lawyers didn't disclose material which undermined their case and assisted the defence case.
The number of women dying during pregnancy or soon after childbirth has reached its highest level in 2 decades. Blood clots are among the main causes. Sven-Göran Eriksson says he has at best a year to live. The former England manager has terminal cancer. And former US Open tennis champion Emma Raducanu will play Shelby Rogers in the first round of the Australian Open. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Ruth.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
A very good morning. Let's have a look at the weather for today. Top temperature is 6 degrees, sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, but it is feeling much, I think it feels much colder. There is some sunshine, but that will disappear by about 1 o'clock and it will cloud over, but it should remain dry.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Very good morning. How are you doing? It is cold today. I woke up, you know, I've got no heating at the moment. I woke up and I said to Alexa, Alexa, what's the temperature today? And she said 0 degrees. And I thought I could feel it. Well, I couldn't feel it because my feet were numb. I feel so cold. I really do. Now it's been, about 4 or 5 days with no heating. It's obviously the temperature of the house is going down, down, down. It's very, very cold. Very cold, but you know, I'm carrying on until I get everything fixed. It will be fixed and done. Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours, including the 90s hour, which is great. He'll be back to do it again tomorrow. Got to say a big good morning to Martin. Good morning, Martin. Martin took me out for dinner last night. We had a right laugh. We started off because we used to be in a band together, so we started off chatting. We don't get together that often, actually, because all the band now spread all over the country and around the world. In fact, I'm hoping to get all the boys together, I think, for a reunion gig. We should just do it. We went out last night and we ended up talking about our ailments for quite a lot because we've obviously known each other. See, I've known him since I think I was 21, which is only a few years ago. And we had a nice dinner and he paid for my dinner. And I went, oh no! And you know what? I was really surprised. You know what he said to me? And I know he'll be listening out there. He said, Mickey. He said, because he calls me Mickey, like a lot of my earlier friends, my friends Elaine, I hated my name Michelle, I didn't want to be called Michelle, so a lot of my other friends call me Mickey, some can call me M, some call me Mitch, other people have called me Waldy, other people have called me stuff that I cannot obviously tell you on air, and some people call me Michelle. We won't talk to those people though, it's Michelle. So he said, you know, because I've done a Sunday lunch club and he's been to one or two. He said, you did all the food for Sunday lunch club. And he said, I'm going to treat you for dinner. I was like, oh, my God. He went, no, you're really good, Michelle. You know, you've had people over and you've cooked and all the thing. I went, oh, you're so kind. What a nice, kind thing. It was nice, actually. I had some spring rolls with chili dip very nice. And chicken satay. I like a bit of chicken satay. Very nice on skewers as well. And a little glass of wine. Big glass of wine. And we just had a good chat. We were talking about ailments and about our back problems. And about, you know, from doing years of gigs. He's a drummer. So you can imagine turning up. But, you know, when you... It's not... You know, when you do a gig, it's fantastic. And if you're in quite a successful band, you have roadies that will set stuff up for you. But if you're just in a regular band, like from years ago, and even now, he's got to get the drum kit from the house into the car, then at the venue get it from the car onto the stage, or maybe sometimes upstairs. And you've got like a good couple of backwards and forwards with drums. And then at the end, when you've done the gig and you're like, oh, then you've got to pack it all away. And then you've got to put it in the house, because otherwise it's in the car, it's not insured. So yeah, so we were just talking about ailments and you know, both sitting there a bit, getting a bit uncomfortable because we've been sat down for ages. And then I went off to go to the loo, and as I stood up, it was like, oh, we're limping off into the distance. But it was really nice. It was a lovely place, actually, in Billericay. It's really nice in there. If you want to know where it is, just message me. I won't say it on air because it's probably not the right thing to do. But it was the chair we were sat on, like I don't know, it was like a little... It was like one big seat on a curve we were sat on. It was quite sweet, actually. So you sort of sat more or less next to somebody rather than sat in front. But thank you, Martin. It was lovely. And very kind, too. Then I got home and I walked in the house and I went, oh, my God, it was so cold. And I ran upstairs, put on my hideous fleecy thing with a hood, got into bed and just thought, I'm really cold. And my hands were cold and my feet. Even this morning, I put the heating on in the car. But, yeah, it gets into your bones, the coldness, you know. Makes me appreciate heating. It's really difficult to keep. So it is, even if you've got layers of clothes on, it seems to seep through the layers. Anyway, I had a lovely evening. So coming up on the show today, we've got some more new music for you. I've done a video this morning. Do check it out. If you go onto my Facebook page and Instagram, Eat My Brunch, and also on Instagram, you'll see a video. It's myself and Bob having a chat yesterday, and it just made me laugh. Strange Addiction, brand new track from them called Good Things. We've got Adam Webb, we've got Stefan Mahandra, The Crayon Set, Jungkook and Usher, and Bo Bowen. That's all coming up on the show as well. I thought I'd kick off with a little bit of an 80s track. Good morning to Rob, if you're listening out there as well. You'll remember this. This is Junior, Mama used to say. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix FM. Things that you like about the cold weather, let me know. And things that you hate about the cold weather. Mine's not having any central heating. Get in contact. You can find me on Facebook. Answer the question there. Or you can send me a voice note on Messenger.
Said a small boy once asked, when will I grow up? When will I see why? Say, don't you rush to get old. Mama used to say,
turn on, kids. This is Ashley from Freak Power, and you're listening to Michelle Ward and Eat My Brunch.
Lock me up and throw away the key. He knows how to get the best out of me. I know falls for the world to see. Train my whole life just to be.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Lealino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 012-77-714-77 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
We'll be right back.
is James there with She's a Star, and we had Like Lee, I Follow Rivers before that. Now, I don't know much about HS2. Do you know much about it? I don't. I think, but what the main thing that I heard about HS2 is that they've gone over budget by double. And I'm laughing, but I don't understand. I mean, if you went to your boss, right, just say you're in you buy the stationery, I don't know what you're doing, but you buy the stationery and you say, I was meant to be spending, £200 on stationery, but I've actually spent four. Okay. Your boss wouldn't be happy. I mean, if you said, you know, I budgeted for a party, you said that you had a budget of like 20 million, so but actually it's now 40. I don't know how that, I just don't understand how this happens. I don't understand how something can be like double the amount. And I don't know if it's actually, if it's going ahead, it's gone ahead, or what's happening with it. It's all just terrible. I don't know how you can go twice, it's like twice as expensive. Sometimes things can go over budget. But surely they must have like proper people there sort of working this stuff out. It just can't be some sort of average Joe sat there going, oh yeah, well, I think if we put a train here. Apparently, I also heard that there's some tunnels on the HS2 that are not wide enough for the train. Now, I know this happened, something happened very similar actually over in Ireland. They built a tunnel. When I was first over there, they built this tunnel, which they then realised wasn't big enough for lorries to go through, which was I mean, I suppose these things, I suppose they happen, don't they? It's like measuring your bathroom, getting your bath size wrong. But again, it's not like double the amount. So I don't know how they do it. I'm not too sure. HS2, let's have a look, see what's happening. News, HS2 news. Let's have a look. 66 billion. Wow, that is a lot of money, isn't it? Well, I don't know. It's HS2 to Birmingham. I thought it was going to Leeds, wasn't it? As well, it's not going there now. Changed my mind. I like, I'd like them to bring back Concorde, because I wouldn't be able to afford to fly on it. But I do remember a couple of times when it went overhead, and you'd be like, oh, and you could go to New York. How long did it take to go? Oh, let's have a look. Concorde to New York, to London. Let's do that. Wow! I mean, if you go to New York now, I think it's about 6 hours, isn't it? Or 7 hours, 6 hours, possibly. If you went on Concorde, it was 2 hours, 52 minutes. Wow. I wonder what it was like. I mean, I have been on Concorde, because there's one at Duxford. I used to say when I was younger, I used to go, yeah, I've been on Concorde. And people would say, really? I'll go, yeah. Well, I had. It was actually on the ground, but it's very, very tiny, really tiny. Very long, but tiny inside. So I don't know what the service was like. Well, it's probably first class, wasn't it? That'd be great, wouldn't it? I mean, I'm just hoping that, I don't think it will do it in my lifetime, but I'm hoping for, like, you know, Star Trek kind of thing, where you go, I'd like to go to Brecon. Okay, no worries. That'd help with all the environmental stuff. Oh, they probably start saying, like, your particles flying through the air are causing sort of, you know, the ozone layer to die. It'd be something, won't it? That'd be great. If somebody could invent the thing that they had on Star Trek, you go, I would like to go to Greece. No problem, Miss Wald, that's fine. Just if you'd like to step into the machine over there. You go, fine. In Greece, immediately. Luggage. Oh, where's my luggage? Oh, no, you've sent my luggage to Italy. Oh, I'm never going to get that back now. And, of course, there'd be a couple of occasions, like there were on Star Trek, where people would arrive inside out, which is never a good start to your holiday, let's face it. But, I mean that would solve it. I mean, I think I've just solved pollution in general. We wouldn't even need to have electric cars. We'd drive around old petrol stuff, because we wouldn't be... number one, we'd only use the car very rarely, because we go into these pods and go and be in a different part of the country. I mean, save you a fortune, wouldn't it? Well, it wouldn't save you a fortune. It's probably really expensive, but, you know. There'd no more worries about queuing up and getting on the plane. There'd be some old people like me that go, I like being on a plane. I'd love the experience. But you'd save all that money. I mean, obviously the aviation business would go out straight away. Also the car manufacturing, that's probably not a good thing. But, you know, we would be saving the ozone layer. And doing our bit for the environment, and just, you know, going into a pod and appearing somewhere else. I think that's a great idea. Somebody needs to invent that. I might try and work that out this afternoon. I need to crack on with that. Here is New Edition, Candy Girl.
My girl's like candy, a candy tree. She knocks me high up off my feet. She's so fine, asking me. I know this girl, and guess who?
Candy girl,
you're on my world. You look so sweet, you're a special treat.
Candy girl,
all I want to say, when you're with me, you're brightening up my day.
She don't play around, she's right to the point.
My girl's like candy, a candy tree. She knocks me high up on my feet. Oh, candy. You look so sweet. Oh, candy. You're a special
we'll be right back.
Loving Matt Johnson. He is the keys and songwriter, along with JK from Jamiroquai, just in case you didn't know, wrote lots of the hits with JK.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the weather. It's weather, the traffic and travel. I can't get the weather out of my head. Brook Street roundabout is looking absolutely fine, but as you come off of Brook Street roundabout, heading up on the A1023, there are temporary traffic lights there at London Road at Spittle Lane. Best thing to do is to turn off down Wiggly Bush Lane and drive down there. Wheeled Parkway is actually closed, but just drive up Wiggly Bush Lane, turn right, and just follow the road, and you'll basically come back onto the A1023, actually. Or you can get up to the Ongar Road from there as well, down the lanes, which is what I did this morning. Heading down from Brook Street roundabout towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run, and coming back through the opposite direction. Heading up towards the M11, no issues, and the A12 is running pretty fine as well, so no major issues on the roads. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Do you know what I'm wearing in the studio? I'm wearing a scarf that looks like it's got dandruff. I think I bought this about 15 years ago, and it was quite fashionable. What it is, it's lamb's wool, and it's dyed black, and it's a little scarf. And it's really lovely, and I don't know, I must have bought it to go with a coat, and I was really cold this morning, and I don't normally, wear a scarf, and I'm so pleased I bought my big coat. I was out with my sister, and we went into, it's not called the Fat Shop, I call it the Fat Shop at Lakeside. It's for plus size ladies, but I would call it Fat Shop. Me and Mum used to say that. Anyway, so I tried on a coat, and there's nothing worse than having a coat that don't fit, or is a little bit tight around the back. So I tried on, like, this really smart, dark blue long coat with buttons at the front, and I mean, I thought I never would wear this. Normally I wear like a duffel kind of coat. I always wear a bit tomboyish, really, like that. And I put this coat on, I thought, actually, I look pretty smart. The only thing is, my hair falls out a bit, so it's covered in, like, hair. Looks like dog hair. But it's kept me so, I'm so pleased that I bought it. Because I was in two minds, I thought, I don't really need, I'll take it back. But I thought, I haven't got a long coat to keep me warm, you know. I haven't got, and so I'm so pleased I got it. And then today I've got my lamb's wool on. Which is, it's pretty, I think this was quite expensive when I bought it about 15 years ago. Anyway, it's keeping my necks nice and warm, and that's all we need to know. Good morning to Mrs. G. Hope you're having a good day. Here is Bananarama.
Through the trees.
the tunes out today. That was The Killers' Smile Like You Mean It. Now, you know this song is one of my favourites at the moment, so I'm going to play it for you now. John Cook with Usher, Standing Next to You. I might even have to have a dance in my chair. Standing next to you.
I push up on this funk and give me miracles. Make you know how we love to ride is something we control.
That song so much. I'm going to play it and play it until I can't stand it any longer. Very happy birthday to Jordan Gray, one of our presenters here, or ex-presenters here on Phoenix FM. She's doing absolutely amazing all over the television and doing lots of sell-out gigs and all sorts of things. So happy birthday to you. She is just very, very talented. From when she first came into the studio to sing as Jordan Gray, and then has gone on to do comedy as well. But very funny. I remember seeing her at one gig, and she did a set, and the music's fantastic, but then she started doing the comedy in between. Just one of those people. Some people just have a star quality, don't they? That's it. Yeah, best of luck. Happy birthday. Just coming up to 10:50, let's get some ads.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk. and start getting your business noticed today.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer. Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
This is Holly Johnson with Heaven's Eyes.
stood still. Nothing on earth had felt so goddamn real. Driving a 20 in a 60 zone. I'm doing my best to safely get you home. And then you ask me, why do some people hurt? Farm for another day, with the sheep and the goats on the swings, you have a play. If I could bottle this up and keep it forever, I would. Picnic adventures in your neighborhood. And then you ask me, why do some people? Questions right before you sleep. We're doing our best to reach your every need. At times we're not okay, but this life is what we make. Just like your mother, you're dancing around the room. My boy, like your father, you sing to a different tune.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.